Hello, all listening. You are tuning in to the Work is Life podcast. My name is Alex Howard, and I'm going to be talking about work in terms of everything. When my personal experiences, you know, how I view it, how others could view it. it's going to be a fun ride. We are sponsored by NordVPN, so make sure you click the link and download NordVPN and use my code Alex Howard, and you can get 3 months off. So, work to me means the thing you do most of your days of the year. Some people work jobs that they love and are happy to wake up to every day and, you know, eat breakfast with a smile and hop in their car and go to work. And others work jobs that they despise, and getting out of bed is hard for them. And, you know, they have to do it in order to live. Work means that you have a reason, though, to get up, right? If you don't have a reason to get out of bed, you're not going to want to. And, you know, I can personally say I've dealt with that before. You know, I don't have that motivation to get out of bed. And work gives you that because you're working towards something, whether it be a new title, whether it be a specific project. Work means something to you. At least it should, whatever type of work I'm talking about, or however you interpret the word work. It can motivate you. It means you're a person who is living your own specific life every day, just like everyone else. You know, I like to think about that. I like to think, you know, I might not like work. I might not want to get up, but everyone has to. You know, it's hard to think about other people are doing exactly what you're doing. They're waking up and they're living their lives. They're going to work. They're going to school. They're doing work. They're doing anything. Some people, however, do not earn money from working. This is like volunteer work, internships. But I think the best example is someone like my mom, who is a stay-at-home mom. But she wakes up every day. She works her butt off, you know? She might not go into a job. She might not go into a company and work for a company. But she gets work done. She provides food for the family. She nurtures my pets, you know. The amount of times our dogs have had to go to the hospital, and my mom is the one who's been the one to do it. It's like, she puts in work that you don't even realize is work until you're doing it, you know. That's another thing, is work. What is work, right? What is work to... That's such a personal interpretation of what work is, you know? I think work could be doing homework. I think work could be going to a company and working for them for 8 hours. I think work could be making dinner. I think work could be taking care of a pet, taking care of a child. It's all these things. And yet, everyone has to do it, right? You can't just live your days not working, not doing anything. You will become so bored that you would want to work. I think the hardest part that I now have to comprehend about working is that some people have to double dip. They have double duty, you know? A great example is a single mom who goes to work for a company for 8 to 10 hours a day, right? You just gotta go. You gotta earn enough money to live. And then you come home and you have to feed your kids, your pets. You have to put your kids to bed, let your pets out. You know, depending on how old the child is, you have to take care of them or whatever. You know, and that is so exhausting. And when you think about it, working can be exhausting. It just can. You know, the younger and less experienced you are, I feel like the more exhausting it is. So I think this idea of work is very important. And I think everyone has their own interpretation of work. And that is very interesting to me because my work experiences in life are completely different from anyone else. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how my journey is different compared to yours, compared to hers, compared to his, you know? So let's start off with my work experience. My work experience in life has not been bad. I feel like I kind of made work sound like it was exhausting all the time. It's not, you know, some people really enjoy their jobs. Mine has not been bad. My first job I got when I was younger. I was around 17, 18 years old. I worked in the sales industry. I worked at a company called Rally House. And I was just a sales associate. I would walk around, help people out, help them find shirts, and I would work the register. You know, I would fold clothes, and I would do online shipments, and that was about it. Nothing too hard. 8-hour shifts. The worst part about it was standing on your feet the whole time, you know? That's never a fun part. However, this job did prepare me for customer service and being able to talk to other humans, as that is an enormously important aspect of being a human. It is just social interaction. And I'm not that good at it. Okay? I'm not. I think everyone has a little bit of social anxiety at least once or twice in their life. I've had it when I was younger. I'm a much better now that I'm an adult, but yeah, I mean, back then, I did not like talking to people. I didn't want to talk to the customers. I didn't want to help them find the shirt. I didn't want to do the online ordering. And I especially did not want to work the cash register. The cash register was the worst. However, you know, picking up these skills to be able to talk to people and have conversations that allow you to develop your speaking skills and allow you to develop your public speaking skills, I'm forever grateful for that. You know, it's not something that everyone has. That's not an experience everyone gets. Even if it drained me and I hated being there at the time, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad I got to experience that because two things. One, I learned a new skill and learned skills of dealing with customers and people. And another thing is I know I don't want to work in sales. You know, it's good to do something that you know you don't like, because then you know you don't like it. I know I will not be working in sales. That is not a goal of mine anymore. That is quite possibly the farthest thing I would ever want to do. And I think I would never know that, you know, I would never know that if I had never worked there. So I appreciate the time I had there. And I appreciate the skills it got me. And that was my first job. I think everyone's first job is brutal, you know? Some people must really like their first job now that I think about it. But I didn't. And I'm assuming a lot of people don't like their first jobs. So, you know, it happens. Everyone has to get one. But I think I had a good experience overall with mine. My second job, however, was volunteer work. And I did not get paid. So I don't really know if I would call it a job, but it was work. I joined a group called Young Life. It's a religious group that it was more for helping kids get into Christianity/religion, and played some games and read some of the Bible. And it wasn't super serious, you know, it was more fun. It was more as of a group of people hanging out and genuinely hanging out and getting to know people rather than church. And I was a leader. I had to talk in front of people, in front of groups, make groups of kids, and, you know, tell them how to play a game, and just developed my leadership skills and my confidence. I will say I have very small confidence in general, but, you know, being in front of a group of kids will humble you, and once you get humbled over enough, you build up that confidence, and I think volunteering there helped me build my confidence. It helped me be confident in who I am, my speaking voice. I'm not afraid of how I look or to say what's on my mind. And that volunteer work really helped. But I don't think most people enjoy public speaking. And I definitely didn't at the time. I still don't. I don't have a fear, but I don't want to get up in front of a group of people and talk. I mean, teachers and politicians love that. I'm not someone who likes to do that. If I'm super interested on the topic, I'm sure I would love to do it. But I found out through that I was not interested in Christianity. And so my speeches and my public speaking, they didn't have the effort as much as I could have. But I still developed those skills. I still developed being able to be the one to take over a project and do it. And if you need a leader, I will be that leader. Lastly, for work experiences before graduating, because I will get to my ambitions later, I've worked a landscaper job, and I still do work landscaping. And I think landscaping is the hardest and the least hardest job I've had to work. Because at Rally House, you know, Young Life, I could stand there after I did one thing and I wouldn't have to do anything for a while. Landscaping, it's constant work. I constantly have to be picking weeds. I constantly have to be mowing the lawn. Constantly have to be rearranging these chairs so the customer likes it. Cleaning this a certain way so the customer likes it. And it was brutal. But I was able to pick my own schedule. I was able to work whenever I wanted at whatever time if there was an available customer. And I loved that. I loved being able to work for myself while working for someone. I didn't like the schedule of, hey, this week you're working blah, blah, blah. Although it works fine and it's normal to do that, I think in my time of life that I worked landscaping, there was days where I was just like, wow, I do not want to work right now, and I'm glad that I don't have to, because I get to make my own schedule. I can make this up another day. And I think that is perfect. I loved that about that job. It was beautiful. I don't have that specific landscaping job anymore, so I don't have that privilege. But when I did, it was great. You know, you get to wake up at whatever time you want. Wake up at 7 a.m. or you could wake up at 10 a.m. Go to bed later if you want, or go to bed earlier if you want. But you could wake up and you could go to work, and you could do however, you could work for however long you wanted, however many jobs you had, however efficient you were. There was groups of you, so you couldn't be working with people who weren't efficient if you wanted to be efficient. But it's still, you had your own time, and you got paid on your own time and your own schedule, and I loved it. I think that is a big reason for me wanting that type of job in the future. Something where I could work, I don't have to work every single day, all day. The days that I want to work, I can work the 12 to 15 hour shifts if I'm loving it. And then there's some days where I don't want to work, or I want to work like 3 hours. I think that is perfect for me, and I just hope that I can find a job like that. But I think really that job, landscaping in general, taught me dedication and how to be hardworking, because you can't slack off. You know, the amount of times where I've saw, or I might have been guilty of it, where the job wasn't done well enough, and the customer was not happy, and deservedly so. I mean, they're paying for a service, and if that service isn't good, then they deserve to be upset. And you know, that job taught me, it's like, hey, you can't slack off. You know, you might not have a boss over your shoulder right now, but let's be real here. That customer's the boss. They're the one that's going to tell you, hey, I'm going to tell your boss that you did good, or I'm going to tell your boss that you did bad, and you're not going to get a tip. And it's all these things. So that is huge. That was huge for me, because now I know that whatever I do, no matter what job it is, I have to put full focus and effort into it. I think if you can put your mind to anything, you can be good at it. And I think that's another thing that taught me, because I'm 6'5", I'm a big dude, and I did not like to bend over to weed. I did not like to bend over to, you know, mulch. But if you put your mind to anything, and you're like, you know what, this is for the greater good for me, this is going to help me, you can be good at anything. And I was good at weeding, I was good at mulching, and I had to be able to be good so the customer was happy. I had a lazy mindset back then, and that job snapped me into reality, and I love it. I'm glad for it, because a lazy human being is going to get nowhere in life, and I'm glad that I am no longer a lazy human being. Now, aspirations for jobs. I talked about my schedule already. I think the schedule was important for me, although it's a dream. That's a dream schedule. I'm very fine with working a normal schedule. Most people do it, you know. Most people have to just go into work, and I'm not going to try and say I'm too good for that, or that doesn't work for me. It might not work for me best, but I'm going to do it. So that's a dream aspiration. I think aspiration-wise, though, I would love, love, love to work for a social media company. I love social media. I love the community you can build. I think that's also another thing why I enjoyed Young Life, was the community. I love the community that way you can interact with fans and followers and, you know, supporters. I love that. Whether it be Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok. I love all those things because everyone gains happiness from them in some sort of way. You know, whether it be the Instagram where you make a profile where it's your highs in life and it just makes everyone look amazing, right? You still gain a following from that, and you still get a dopamine rush. Whether it be YouTube where you watch a video and you laugh from it and it makes you smile, that's another dopamine rush. I love that, and I love the community of people who could comment and like and subscribe. And so I would love to work for a company like that, where whether would I be doing the content? Probably not, but behind the scenes, yes, I'd love to do that. I'd love to market for a YouTube. I'd love to market for a TikTok. I'd love to market for a Twitch, where it's the next generation. You know, it's my generation and younger. We're the ones who are going to be buying and watching and supporting these products. So I think that's my biggest aspiration. And I think also I want to be able to earn a living where I can afford to live. Right now it's the cost of living is so incredibly high, and I would be thankful if I could even afford rent from a job. So that's another big aspiration in life, is from work, is being able to afford living and the cost of living from just one job. I would very much appreciate that. Taking what I've learned from this class and applying it to my jobs, I luckily can say that I've never seen discrimination or harassment in any job I've worked. And I'm very happy with that, because I grew up with a very diverse friend group. And I've worked with some of my friends, and none of them have ever been discriminated in front of me. I will not stand for that. That's just not okay. I just don't. Everyone's human. That's how I see it. Everyone deserves fair pay. Everyone deserves fair treatment. Just because no one chose to be who they are. You know, no one chose to be a black man. No one chose to be a white woman. No one chose to be a Latino woman or a Chinese man. You know, that's just not fair to discriminate. I will not deny it happening behind my back or other people's experiences while I worked, but I never saw it. Because again, if I did, I would not tolerate it. I would have reported it. I would have spoken to my manager. And if my manager was the one doing it, I would have straight up quit. The value of work comes down to the specific human. If you're going to discriminate against someone for no reason, you deserve to have a bad, you deserve to have a failing company. You deserve to not have good employees. So yeah, I also think based on everyone's personal experiences and personal history and you as a specific human, the value of work will differ. Me, for example, my parents have been able to support me throughout my entire college career. So I do not see work as being money. Like, I don't need money right now. I'm not in fear of not being able to eat or not being able to afford rent because I get to live with my parents. But that could be completely different for someone else, you know. My friends who have to live off their own income, they need that money. That's why they work. So I think the value of work is something I really learned from this class, because it, like, when we researched specifically, I researched specifically manual labor, and seeing how much you can earn in a manual labor job compared to a desk job is kind of crazy. It just is. And I think if you value yourself, you should be able to earn a higher pay. And I think my friend is an engineer who works on construction sites. Yet when you drive past construction sites, you look at those people and you don't really value them, right? Yet they could be engineers for all you know. They could be artists, they could be mathematicians, they could be scientists, but they're doing the hard work. You're not. And I think that itself has valued work for me so much more incredibly high. And I think that this class helped me see that. I would end it on, do not take anything you get for granted. Every opportunity can mean something big for you. This last project is a great example. You're trying to give your students something to help them with their careers moving forward. And it has been a very inspiring class that makes me look at all jobs differently. It makes me see them in a more positive way. I can't think of the last class in college that I took that I really got something out of it like this class. I really appreciate the views that these classes have taught me. And Int 331 was, it was eye-opening. And I think eye-opening lessons always lead to good value. You know, I think this class itself will help me get a job and appreciate that job and appreciate the value of work better. And I think I'm always going to be thankful for that. So let me know how your work experience was compared to mine. Let me know if you had a similar jobs, if you had way different jobs, if you loved your first job, if you hated it, and what are your aspirations and what are your goals with work? Also, thank you for NordVPN for sponsoring, and I hope everyone has a great day.